The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with my bestie.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Hi.
Mariah, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I just adore you.
I know, I love you. I'm so obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with your living room.
Come over, please. Can we have a girl's
night? I need to see it. Did you know? No, you didn't know this. Did you know I've had your living room saved on my Pinterest?
Shut up.
And I didn't know it was yours.
Everyone tells me that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's
big
exhausting
fan of the couch.
Being a famous living room. It's just so exhausting.
The first influencer living
being
room.
So viral. Yeah.
That'd be so an Instagram account just for the living room.
Literally.
Thirst traps.
Funny enough, Natalie, I remember I like jumped on like, because I helped produce Pretty Basic, which
right.
is the girls' podcast. And when she was on Pretty Basic and we were at home doing Zoom, I remember her being like, wait, your living room.
Yeah.
But, like,
I know
so
this
many
living
people,
room. Yeah.
So many people have like hit me up because of my living room. It's hilarious.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's because the couch.
What a dream. Yeah, but it's
and
such
then
a
the
dream.
Windows,
the windows.
Yeah.
It's everything. Yeah.
You got to come over. We'll do a girls' night.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Anyway, Mariah, can you tell me, like, give me your elevator pitch. I feel like you're never like one-on-one on a podcast that
yeah,
often,
it's,
right?
It's rare, yeah.
Yeah? Have you been on a few?
A few. I did like Matt King's. I
love
just
Matt.
Did Todd and Brett's.
Oh, I love them.
Like 2 days ago.
I did theirs too.
Yeah.
They're great.
And I did Dropout's podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
they're
it.
So cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me your like elevator pitch. Who is Mariah if for some reason someone doesn't know?
For some reason. A lot of people don't know. I'm Mariah Amato. I am 27 years old, 5'2". Imagine.
Slay.
Just a slay.
You're like, this is how much I weigh. This is my social security number.
I am playing the role of, I'm a dancer and influencer now, which is exciting. That's all I got.
Okay.
Boring. Wait. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's funny. For some reason, I thought, okay.
Jersey, New York. Yeah. Yeah. I get it all the time.
Oh, my God.
So it's confusing because I was born in New York. I was born on Staten Island.
Okay, that's why you can play the Staten Island mom so well.
And a lot of people are like, are you from Jersey? Because they get confused with the accent. It's the same accent, but my family's from New York, New Jersey, and my like parents and siblings, we moved to Pennsylvania when we were young, but my whole the rest of my family's still like in Jersey, New York. So.
Copy. So was this like a parents' work thing that you moved to Pennsylvania? Like, why'd you
move there? So my parents, they were born and raised Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Oh my gosh.
So after 30 years, they were like, let's get the hell out of here. Once they had their kids, they were like, we want to move to the country.
Got it.
And it's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, like we want suburban life.
Right, So they wanted a change, and they did.
Okay, how was your childhood? How was, like, you have siblings, right?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm one of four.
Oh my gosh.
And we're all, like, a year or two apart.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're really, really close in age. Beat the shit out of each other growing up, you know. Me and my younger brother, we got along really well. I don't think we've ever had a fight ever, but then me and my sister, fighting over clothes, me and my older brother, physical fight. Like, it's just like, you know, sibling.
Yeah,
don't
rivalry.
Take my stuff. Yeah. Stop touching me. Just get out of my room, you know. Mm-hmm. But we get along really well. Like, we all have the same friend group back in Pennsylvania. Like, we all hang out with the same people.
That's the
best. It's really, really, I want my future kids to be that close in age.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, it's worth it. Like, the teenage phase, you can get past it.
Exactly.
But being an adult and being able to like hang out with each other, like when I go home, like we just want to hang out all the time. Like, we get along so well.
It's also kind of nice for the parents because even though it's like so hectic during those years, like once you're done.
Right.
You know?
Right. And we watched each other.
Yeah.
Like once my older brother was old enough, he was like the babysitter. And it was like, but it was fun. It was nice.
So are you second to, what's your birth order?
Older brother.
Okay.
Nick. I'm Mariah.
Hey.
My sister Frances, and then my brother John. So, I'm
second
oldest.
You're the oldest sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you have middle child energy?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't even really know what that means. It's just like people say they have it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like middle child syndrome.
I'm the firstborn, and I definitely have firstborn energy.
How many siblings?
Just one brother.
All right.
But he's like definitely has the younger sibling energy.
Right. My younger brother is definitely younger brother energy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
He gets away with everything because we were the guinea pigs. Like me and my older brother were the guinea pigs. Like my mom was like, no cell phone till you're 16.
Yes.
But then my brother gets one at like 14. So it's just like, you know.
So were you tight with your parents growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you do a lot of like dance, sports, like what was your thing?
We were all in sports. I was in dance my whole life. Of course, I took a little break to do soccer when I was 5. And, you know, typical. But other than that, like I just danced most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then did you move to LA to pursue dance?
Yeah. So I got offered a teaching position at a studio out here.
What? Okay. How did this happen?
Okay.
Did you go to college?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Oh my God. My parents were like, why don't you take a year off after high school?
Oh, really?
I was that bad at school. Yeah. They were like, you're good.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, you just are...
The whole gap year thing where you decide, like, if you want to go to school, that whole thing. My parents encouraged it for me and my older brother because we were very hands-on. Like, he ended up roofing and landscaping. Like, we're very physical. And then my younger brother and younger sister went to college because they're all brains.
Okay.
I'm street smart. They're book smart.
Got
you know
it.
What I mean?
Do they go to colleges near your hometown?
My brother went to Penn State, which is in Pennsylvania, and then my sister went to a community college.
Okay.
So she's a teacher now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did dance and then you got offered the position at the dance studio.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's a really funny story. So me and my sister came out to LA for a vacation in 2015.
And she's only a year younger than you.
2 years younger than
me. Okay, 2 years.
Yeah. So we came out for vacation just to like see LA because all we knew of in LA was what we saw on Tumblr.
Yeah,
like
literally
In and Out, the Grove. So we were like, let's go to the Grove in LA.
Yeah.
Like, so we went every single day. So we went out for vacation and we stayed in this area called Montebello. I don't know if you know where that is.
I
didn't know LA. Like
When I first came
LA
here,
LA is too big.
Yes, my mom was like, oh, like we got a hotel in Marina Del Rey and we were like supposed to be in like,
oh no,
like Santa Monica and also downtown because I was touring FITM and we were like, oh, like it's so big.
It's so big. Like the address can say Los Angeles, but it's 45 minutes away. That's where we were. So we were 45 minutes away from the hot spots, but we stayed at the cheapest hotel. We didn't have money.
Yeah.
So we showed up and I looked, I told myself that I wanted to move to LA. In high school, I was like, I really want to go to LA. Just try it out. for dance. But I said, I told myself, don't move until you have a set job there. I didn't want to come here and not
and
have
figure
anything.
It out, yeah.
Because I also, I had no money. Mm-hmm. I like didn't have any money. So we came out for vacation. I just looked up the nearest dance studio and there was one, like, it was maybe 2 miles away, but we also like didn't rent a car or anything. So we walked 2 miles to the studio.
You're kidding.
And I was like, let's just go in and see if they're hiring. She was like, let's do it. Like me and my
sister.
Is she
a dancer?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's supportive. Yeah. So she was like, just go do it. So I walked in, didn't tell them I was on vacation. I just said, I'm a dance teacher. I primarily teach acrobatics. Are you hiring? And she was like, actually, we have an acrobatics class being taught in 2 hours. Do you want to come teach it? And we'll see how you do. And I was like, yeah. So my sister and I went out to eat. We're like freaking out. And then I'm like, what do I tell my parents if I like get this job, whatever. So I come back to the studio. I teach the class. The kids and I get along. The owners and I get along. And she offered me a position on the spot.
Stop.
She was like, we love you. Like, we love how you work with the kids. Do you want to work here? And I was like, yes. However, I was like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't live here. I live across the country. And she was like, what do you mean? Gave her the whole rundown. And I said, if you can guarantee me this position, I'll move whenever you need me to. And this was August and the season starts in September.
Oh my
gosh. She was like, can you be here in a month? I said, yes. I had
$200
to my name. I went home and told my parents and they were like, huh? And they helped me out and they were like, all right, let's do it.
So did you do the big drive or did you fly?
I flew.
Okay.
I flew Spirit Airlines. Loved every second of it.
The best. I just saw your guys' your new, one of your latest episodes.
Talking about Spirit?
Yes, how they like made it nice.
It's gorgeous. It's sleek. It's sexy.
But I'm like, what's the catch?
What's the catch?
Are they raising the prices?
I don't know, actually.
I'm very intrigued. Anyway.
We should book a flight.
Yeah, just to see.
Right here.
Vlog it. Anyway, okay, so you moved out here. Where did you move to in LA?
I moved to, I don't really talk about like the story. It's crazy. I moved to Bellflower, which is like Long Beach area.
Okay.
Again, didn't know how far that was from everything, but it was close to the studio.
Okay.
So I moved into this Airbnb. Okay. Because I was looking at rent and I was like, I don't have $1,000. Like, I just don't have thousands of dollars. I don't understand how people do this. I had a full meltdown and my parents were like, let's look at Airbnb. Maybe you can stay somewhere for months at a time. And then when you start making money from the studio, you'll find a place.
Yeah.
So I stayed at this Airbnb and it was dirt cheap. It was like $100 a week.
Oh my gosh.
However, it was under construction. So there was like no floor. It was like, I have pictures. It was like one thin mattress on the floor. There was sawdust everywhere. Like, that's what I walked into.
Wow.
So this guy was like, I'll Airbnb this as long as you need, but as soon as the house is done, like, you gotta get out. And I was like, okay, no problem. So I stayed there. I didn't tell my parents how bad it was. I was just kind of like, I didn't tell my dad.
Okay.
I was kind of hinting towards my mom, and then I sent her pictures, and she was like, don't show daddy. Like, he can't know. He'll freak out. He would just get worried. So then he ended up putting the house up for sale. It was done. And
how many, like, how many months had gone by?
I want to say it was maybe 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
It was a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he said, but I do have another place, same situation, like 5 minutes away if you want to stay there until that house is done. I was like, all right, another like under construction. So now there's like construction workers in and out every day. So I was like,
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. And I had one suitcase this whole time of like my stuff. And I like didn't unpack because there was sawdust.
Yeah.
There was no kitchen. I barely had a bathroom. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I started working at the studio. I was trying to save money. And I was like, this isn't enough. Like, being a dancer and being a teacher, like, doesn't pay the bills. So I started working at Panda Express.
The best.
The best. Yeah, love it. And then he ended up saying, all right, we put the house up for sale. Like, do you have somewhere to go? I lied and said yes. And I didn't. And I knew one friend in LA.
Wow.
So I packed my suitcase and I like went to his house and I was like, what do I, like, I don't have a place to stay. What do I do? I was like, I'm homeless right now.
Literally.
Like, he was like, obviously you could stay here. So for a few days I was stuck. I was ready to fly home and I was like, this is impossible. Did you ever feel that? Like, it's impossible to live here. It's crazy.
I mean, okay, not to your extent, mm-hmm. but there were so many times where I felt like mine was more so struggles with finding, like, I was like, how do people have friends here?
Or yes, I was like, that was the other thing.
I literally was like, how, like, I'm not connecting with anyone.
Right.
I'm not finding anyone I vibe with. How, like, how do I get a job when I know no one?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I went to school
Same
here.
Same feeling.
So, like, oh, I okay. did, I was, luckily, I was, like, I had that.
Right.
And, you know, I had things to do. Like, I had to go to class, whatever. My parents were helping me pay for college. So, I was right. so grateful to be in that situation. But, like, the first, I'm not kidding you, 3 years, I hated it here.
Three
I was, like.
3 years?
The first 3 years,
That's
I was, like.
That's a long time.
No, the first 3 years, I was, like. It was weird because I did hate it sometimes, but also I did love, like, the energy, like, the opportunity, like, the what if this happened to me, or, like, right. what if I do make it? Or
there's
like,
no other place like L.A.
Yeah, so it's, like, yeah. It was, like, a love-hate, and then I just, like, would look back at all my hometown friends who were in, like, big state schools just, like, going to frats and right. living the rest of life, and I'm, like, how do I get a job in the entertainment industry? Like, yeah. I was just... I didn't
it's
understand.
It's the same feeling. Yeah.
It's like very hard when you know no, because it sounds like you knew no one either.
I knew one friend.
Yeah.
One. And I was in the same boat. I was like, how do people meet? Because I had my guard up. I was like, I'm not going to like fall into any like weird traps. And...
Yeah. And even to go like out to anything, you'd have to pay for like a $30 Uber, which is expensive.
Yeah. It's
when you
stupid
one have
expensive.
No money or when
yeah.
you're in college.
Right.
And I'm like, fork, like, do I want to spend that on that or groceries or yeah. like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, stuff it was like a toss that. Up. Yeah, those were the problems.
Okay, so you moved or you show up at this guy's house,
right? So I'm just like, what do? I call my mom. I was like, I'm coming home, and she was like, and my parents were like, you got this, like, figure it out. You can figure it out.
That's what my parents were too. But I'm so grateful they were.
Yes,
in the moment,
me too,
I was like,
because
I
would have went home.
Yes,
yeah, I
would have
went
home. Like, it's okay, honey. Like, come home.
Yeah,
we'll help pay for your flight.
Right.
I would have been home, and I would have never made it.
Yeah. So
if you're a parent, yeah. be stern with your kid.
Yeah, you don't yeah. like my parent. They never gave me like money or because they didn't have enough money for like themselves.
Yeah.
So like they were like, I wish I could help you, but like you got this. Like stay at his house. Like you can figure this out. We'll help you. So they
That's
were
amazing.
Doing research.
It's tough love, honestly.
Yeah. And yeah. then luckily, thank God, there was like some guardian angel over me. But I went to the studio the next day. They found out my situation, and there was a family at the studio who has an empty back house. So like a guest house.
Love a rich LA family.
A guest house. It was, the whole thing was a little smaller than this room.
Wow.
Like tiny, okay. tiny, tiny. But I really got along with this family mm-hmm. and they ended up being, she was like my second mom. So like if anything
oh my
were to
God.
Happen, I would go to her house.
That's
so
amazing.
I felt so safe. So I stayed there for like a year.
And did you have to pay rent there?
I did.
Okay.
It was, oh my God, it was also nothing, but it was still like, I was still paycheck to paycheck. It was like $800.
Okay.
Which is nothing for LA.
Nothing
but
for
it's a
LA,
lot
it
for,
is still a lot.
Yeah, not yeah. having a lot of money. But I made it work and they helped me out and I'm really grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And are they near the studio or was there?
They're in East LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's like 20 minutes from the studio.
Awesome.
But
and
yeah.
then what happened? Like, I'm like, okay, how'd you get here now? This is so interesting.
Yeah. Just saving money from Panda Express. That really like helped me a lot.
And you were still at the studio?
I was still at the okay. studio. Yeah. So I was teaching at two studios. I taught all the way in Long Beach area and all the way on Sunset Boulevard. Like,
oh,
I don't
my
know
gosh.
What I was doing. I was like, I need money. So
where on Sunset?
Right by, I don't even know, actually. There's like a shoe palace.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Awesome.
I just remember passing a shoe palace. Anyway, so I was working at studios. I was just scraping any money
and
I could.
Were you working at the studio during the day or?
It would be after school hours. So like 4 o'clock to 9 p.m.
And then during the day, would you be at Panda?
Panda.
Okay.
And then late at night, if I had to babysit, I ended up like finding people to like babysit for. So I was like,
the best.
Yeah.
That's the
dipping
best
my toes into
yeah.
everything.
Or
love
nannying.
Yeah. Love it.
I did that too a lot. Babysitting.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh my God, I have so many questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you're in that situation, yeah. Like, were you like, I just want to be in LA, I don't care? Or like, what was your dream? Were you like, I want to be a professional dancer? Like,
yeah, I want, I...
Like, when you were going through it and you were like, I don't know if I can make it, like, what was keeping you going?
Honestly, my family, I would say.
Really?
And, yeah. And I came, so Pennsylvania is really close to New York. So I would go on auditions in New York all the time. As soon as I turned 18, I started getting paid professionally for dancing, just little jobs here or there.
How would you get that?
There was a Facebook group called New York Dancers, and they would just post like, we need somebody for this. Like, who wants to audition for this? It seemed very like underground, very strange. But I showed up at these auditions and I would book them.
Uh-huh. And this is when you lived at home?
This is when I lived at home, yeah. So I would be back and forth to New York, and I also worked at a studio there. So I would go to the city for these auditions, and I was booking everything. I booked everything I got because I... Because
you're good.
I'm a hip-hop... You would think. You would think. I'm a hip-hop dancer. I'm a tumbler. I can do all these, like, things, and New York dancers are like jazz and ballet and Broadway, but I didn't want to do Broadway. I wanted to do commercial.
Oh, that's so true.
So I was like, okay, I'm booking a lot here. Let's do a challenge and let's go to LA. So I came here. I don't book shit.
Oh, really?
Nothing. It's so, like, I suck here. It's so, I know I don't suck.
Okay.
I'm really hard on myself, but I don't book anything here. It's really, really difficult. So I'm like, I'm not booking anything. I'm not making money. I'm just like, maybe it's a sign. Maybe this isn't for me.
And how old were you when you moved here?
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing the New York stuff. You mm-hmm. moved when you were 21. Mm-hmm. You're working for the studio. You're working for Panda. And then were you still aspiring to be like a professional dancer?
Yeah. So somebody at the dance studio was signed with an agency out here. And I ended up signing with them. He reached out and he was like, hey, you have to check out this girl. She's just moved here. So I signed with them.
This is how it happens.
Connect. It's all about who you know.
Also,
it really is.
What you're saying with the struggling and the paying and the showing up at the friends with the suitcase. So many people do that here.
Yeah. It's like,
but no one talks about it.
Nobody talks about it. Yeah.
I never
talk.
So true.
I think I've only brought that up once on our podcast a year ago.
Yeah.
I never talk about
it. No, that is.
Yeah.
I know so many of my friends have had that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody was homeless at one point. Yeah. Like, it's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. But having that support system, like, really helps you to keep going. Like, it was literally my family that helped me. My siblings, like, they were working paycheck to paycheck, and they were like, if you need any money, like, I'll give you anything. I'm just like, I just don't know what to do. Like, how do people do it? So I just had to pick up as many jobs as possible. And then in that whole mist of it, I met this girl named Jess. We met...
She a dancer?
She's not a dancer. Okay. But we met at... It wasn't a party. It was just like an after party type thing, but there was like six people in this one apartment and everybody went out to go smoke weed and we were the only two that didn't smoke, so we stayed back and ended up talking and getting along, and everyone came back in and they were like, are you guys like sisters or cousins? Because you like look alike. And we were like, no, we just met tonight. So we really hit it off. We became really good friends. she ended up being my friend, like my really close friend here. And she would take me and introduce me to other, like her friends.
Yeah.
So she told me one day, she was like, we're going to go party at my friend Zane and Heath's house. And she's like, you're going to, I don't know why, but you're going to love Heath. And I was like, all right, like I'm not looking to like see anybody. But she was like, I just want you, like, I think you'll get along.
Shut up.
Yeah. So we showed up. And he hates when I say this, but she was hyping him up. And then I showed up and he was like smoking a cigarette and dressed as a cowboy. And I was like, huh? I was like, do you not know me at all? And she was like, no, trust me. Like, just let him open his mouth. So yeah. I introduced myself and like we hit it off from there. And then the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so.
There's a lot to
Mariah,
this story.
This is a really cool story.
Seriously. Thank you.
Okay. So many questions.
Yeah.
So who was most pivotal in your those years for you? Was that family?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you still, are you still in touch with them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think they're the reason I stayed out here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I would not know what to do. I couldn't afford an apartment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you feel like makes people want to help you?
I think...
because they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I love helping people. So I think they see that and they want to return the favor or... I don't know. I feel like I'd give off the energy that, like, I would do it for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you absolutely do.
Yeah. I try to. I try to help as many people. Like, even when I'm at my lowest, I'll make sure somebody else's needs are before mine.
Yeah.
So I think people pick that up, I would say.
Yeah. That's so true. I feel like also, though, like, you would never... The thing about LA is there's a lot of, like, you know, the clout demons or whatever that all these influencers talk about. But, like, you... have zero expectations for anyone or anything, I feel like. And so,
people
are like, no, she would never expect me to do this. So therefore, like, I just want to help her so much because, like, she's going to be so, like, I can tell that, like, you would be so grateful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about that. But it,
and I never ask for help ever.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I just try to figure it out myself. Yeah, I would never ask ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't want to. It's not even like being embarrassed or anything.
You don't want to be
a burden. Yeah, I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Me too. Oh my
God. Second I feel like I'm inconveniencing somebody, that's when my anxiety kicks in. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, all right, well, it was eating me alive earlier. So
Yeah. Do you feel like now that you're in the position you're in, do you, well, first of all, did you ever feel like you would like be to where you are now? Because I'm like.
Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding? No.
That's crazy.
No, absolutely not.
But it just goes to show that like anyone can fucking do it.
Yeah.
If you like put your mind to it. Okay. Do you feel like you are now living that like professional dancer dream essentially, but like in a different way?
Not to its fullest yet. I'm not done. And I'm getting to the age.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I'm
definitely
not done.
I think you haven't even like
I haven't really like
started.
Yeah, I agree. I would love, I mean, I really don't have time to go to auditions anymore or anything, but I would rather get a direct booked because people now reach out through Instagram and TikTok and they want me to do this and that. But obviously it would be awesome to be like a backup dancer for like either one show or whatever, because it doesn't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like no money. but it would be fun. Like, I just want to work with people that I've admired, like J-Lo or Justin Bieber. Like, people like that. I think that'd be cool. But I don't think I'm done yet. And it's crazy that I'm getting to the age where dancers stop. Like, when dancers are 30, I'll be 28 soon. When dancers are 30, they're, like, tapped out.
Yeah.
But I feel young and I look young, which is good. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I have so many other things going on that dance isn't, like, my priority, but I'm still working
for
it.
Well, what a blessing that you don't have to rely on booking stuff.
Yes.
Because
that
is
like
a nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
Same with acting
and
modeling.
Yes, exactly.
It's really hard.
It's really, really hard. So I'm glad I have, like, other things going on. I have the editing. I have dance teaching, social media, everything.
Yeah.
So
do you now make your most money from social media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. social media and editing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm so like infatuated by you.
Thank you.
You're such a gem. Okay, do you feel like now being in the position you're in, do you feel like you want to help other people that were like you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is there anything?
My dream. Like, okay. You know what I've always said? Like, when I was poor, I was always like, I just wish I had enough money to like just pay for someone's college tuition for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is like, I love giving and like seeing people's reactions. So like that is my favorite thing in the world. So I feel like I have dancer friends now that are 21 that just moved here and I see myself in them. So I sit down with them and I'm like, I'm going to help you the best way. I'm going to give you the best advice.
Yes.
And they're like thriving. I just want to like, I don't know. I don't want people to go through what I went through because the dance world is very hard. It's very competitive and you don't make a lot of money. But it's hard when it's your passion and like that's all you want to do. So
and you're good. Like, you know, it's just because you don't make a lot of money doesn't mean it's not brutally hard.
Right.
You
know, exactly. Yeah.
Or you need to like have a certain talent.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, I so resonate with that because Alicia totally like took me under her wing and was like basically I started off as her like production coordinator.
Right.
And then like I thought I wanted to work like at Warner Brothers. And
interesting.
Yeah. Like I was interning at like Amazon Studios, CBS, like all these places. And she was like, I feel like deep down, the strategic bitch, she knows what she's doing.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She's a genius.
She's a genius. Well, you're a genius.
No, she's a genius too. She's I learned from her. So anyway, she like took me in. She was like, she's so like almost like silent but deadly. Like when she's ready to like attack, she does that. She's like a cat. And she like literally like took me in, trained me.
Okay.
And then I like became her producer, like her full time, like executive producer. She was like, you are going to be like my eyes, my ears, my everything.
Wow.
You're gonna be like literally, and it was like unintentional because like I also have never met someone I'm more similar to in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like it really was like a whatever we all believe in.
Right.
It really was one of those things. And she, because she has helped me so much and to this day helps me so much, she texts me, she's like, bitch, you need to fix this on your blah, 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 your latest YouTube video. She's still, she's literally my coach. Yeah. And to this day, she like has taken me under her wing and introduced me to her entire orbit of amazing people and everyone, which is like pure gold in LA.
Yeah.
And anytime I need anything, she's there helping whatever and pouring her like genius mind into me. And now that's all I want to do for someone else.
Wow.
But it's
that's exactly
funny
it.
How simple it is, but like,
yeah.
But
it is a great feeling.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's awesome because that's the cool thing about LA, but I feel like it gets such a bad rep for all the times people get screwed over in LA. But
and that will happen.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
And I'm sure you've gotten screwed over by people, 100%. As have I.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's cool to I feel like we don't hear these stories that much.
No,
where like,
not at
no,
all.
This family like took
it's
me in.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest thing I can tell people. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Yes.
I think it's really like exciting to be here and figure it out. You
so
know?
What do you think was the most like pivotal thing you learned during your like tough times trying to make it in LA? Like if someone's in that position right now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I relate to her, but I still haven't made it. Like what would you want to tell your younger self?
It sounds so corny, but keep going. If
yeah.
you feel like you're supposed to be there, even if it's not working and like the ground is slipping from under you.
Literally.
Oh my God, my ceiling collapsed one time at that
Stop.
Speaking of, yes, I came home from Panda Express.
I'm
dead.
This is crazy.
I came home from Panda and I was just having a hard day and I opened my door and my ceiling was on my bed.
No. So where'd you sleep?
Not there.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep there for a week. They had to like come in and clean the whole thing up.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Keep going.
Yeah, so just keep going. Just keep swimming.
It's possible. Like, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Just literally pick up as many jobs as you can.
Mm-hmm. And just be
in the
nice
meantime,
to people.
Be nice
in the
to midst people. Of it. Yeah, don't fall into any weird crowds, no matter who they say they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just
oh, that's
find
so true.
A core friend group that is genuine. And, like, you'll go through groups where you're like, oh, they're just using me, they don't really care about me. I've been through that. I think having a good, genuine friend group keeps you going. Mm. Because other people working around you, and especially being around people that are more successful than you, it makes you want to work that much harder and be like, all right, if they can do it, I can do it.
I love being the dumbest in the room.
Oh, it's the best. Love it.
It's the best.
The story dumbest, of my freaking life.
The poorest, the whatever.
Oh my God,
like,
yes.
It's that's a great room to be in.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, let's go to Heath now.
Yes.
Okay, woo! So you start.
The BBL way. Okay, so Heath, what did it for you about Heath? Because clearly it wasn't the cowgirl or the cowboy hat.
Oh, I love it now. I mean, he was funny when he opened his mouth. So when I first met him, I kicked it off with like a sarcastic joke and I was just going to see if he bounced it back to me, and he did. I was like, oh, he's funny. We had the same sense of humor. And then the first night we met, we just like talked like all night to the morning, like just sat in the living room and talked. And I really got to know him. And it's so funny. I told my mom, like, I like this kid because of this. And she was like, that's why I liked Daddy, because he was talking about how much he liked loved his mom. And he was like, I love my mom. And like, we get along really well. And he was talking about his family. And I was like, well, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. So he was just like, he looked intimidating, but he is a big mama's
boy. A softie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he just like, did he instantly adore you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Matt King would tell me that. He's like, he would tell me like, this girl Mariah and this and that. And I was like, really?
Hilarious. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what happened? You're there till the morning talking.
Yeah.
And then?
So we hung out a few times, maybe like two or three times. And he told me he liked me. I told him I liked him. We were like into each other. And I said, okay, but the thing is, I'm moving away for the summer to Virginia because I booked a job as a magician's assistant. And I love seeing people's face. So yeah, I booked a job as a magician's assistant in Virginia Beach.
Like, this is so random.
Yeah. So I moved to Virginia Beach after I was like, I really like you, but I got to move away for the summer. I'll be back in September.
Yeah.
So
distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Uh-huh. And it did. So it was nice having that separation because we didn't have to go through like the honeymoon, not the honeymoon phase. What would you call it? Like just getting to know each other.
Oh.
We would FaceTime every day.
Oh my God.
And getting out those stupid questions that nobody, like, what's your family like? What's your favorite this and that? Do you like movies? All that like nobody really likes to go through. We did it while I was in Virginia. We would FaceTime at night and like ask each other questions and then like talk the next day. Yeah.
Wait, okay, but did he get your number at the apartment? Like, how'd you keep talking? Did he ask you on a date?
Not until we got back.
So, but you would just hang out. It's like
we literally hung out 3 times, then I moved.
Wait, would you hang out alone though?
No, it was with a group.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was very fresh, but we were like, oh, I'm into you, you're into me, whatever.
And then you would FaceTime.
Yeah, we FaceTimed the whole summer. Ooh. And then I came back in September and he asked me out right away and like
on a date.
On a date.
Where'd you go?
We went to Idle Hour.
Where is that?
It is North Hollywood.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And what was the vibe?
It was, you've never heard of Idle Hour? Uh-uh. I have to show you what it looks like.
Okay.
It is a giant barrel shape. You don't know what this is?
Oh my gosh, this sounds like something I would love.
It sticks out like a sore thumb. It's very old and...
I've isn't that cool? I've never seen this. I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. It's right off Lancashire.
I have to go.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have good food. What is it, a bar? It's a bar restaurant, and then there's like ice cream in the back patio.
It kind of is giving...
So cute. Yeah.
No, it's giving it has breakfast food, and then it has like a little store.
Oh, it's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Cracker Barrel.
That's giving Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Okay, so you you go there...
Yeah, we go there, and then we go to the infamous Saddle Ranch.
Shut up.
So we go to Saddle Ranch with everybody, and then we end up... So the boys used to do this thing where they would go across the street from Saddle Ranch and climb the billboard.
Yeah.
So I wanted to climb the billboard, so he took me on top of the billboard, and that's where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Stop. I think I've heard the story, but that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay. And at this point, or where is he in his career? Is they're vlogging or they're in David's Vlogs? What's going on?
They're in David's Vlogs, and they both just started, him and Zane both started their own separate channels.
Okay.
So that was fresh.
So were you like, what the heck is this?
Yeah. So.
This isn't a real job. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like, what were you thinking?
Well, I looked at their apartment. I was like, this must be good money because how are you affording this? Like, that's crazy. This is all you do. And
what did he say? Was he like, I'm a vlogger?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, I do social media stuff. And I was like, all right. And I was just like curious about that world. And then one day he was editing his vlog, and I remember him always editing and he hated it. He was like, this is the worst part about being a YouTuber. Like, it's the editing. Nobody likes to edit. So he was editing and he got so frustrated, he like literally stopped. He was like, I can't do this right now. Like, I just don't want to do the editing part. Mm. So I was like, oh, let me try. And I've never owned a laptop in my life. And I was like, and he was like, okay, like, have you used a Mac? And I was like, nope. So he gave me it and he taught me like a couple keys. And
was this Final Cut or iMovie?
iMovie.
Awesome.
And so he left to like go to the gym or something. And he was like, do whatever you want with this. I'll come back and check your work.
Are you dating yet?
Yeah, we're together. We were together as soon as I got back from Virginia.
Okay,
we're like, hot. Boyfriend, girlfriend, labeled, that's it.
Oh, yeah, yes, down on the billboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I was editing it, and I was having a blast, and I ended up being really good at it, even though I've never done it before. And I just started YouTubing, like, different tips and tricks. I downloaded Final Cut and started editing for him.
You're so proactive.
It's really...
Okay, you started editing for him?
See, I'm very hands-on. I can't sit in a classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started editing his, and then, like, a lot of the friends were like, I like the way you edit. Can you edit mine? So,
no way.
Yeah. Whoever needs help now, Todd will send me his footage. Uh-huh. Sometimes Scott... Zane.
That's amazing.
So I'm an editor. I didn't know editing was like a thing.
Yeah. Also, it's like one of the most valuable skills you could possibly know if you want to be in this industry.
Yes.
Like, if you want to move to LA, know how to edit. Like, you'll get so much work.
Oh my God. Yes. That is like great advice.
Get iMovie somehow or download
it. The way
it
you put
things,
even like when you get do brand deals, like the way you splice it together, like it could, like so many brands are like, I love the way she puts her videos together. Yeah. Like, I love that feeling. Uh-huh. It's like a puzzle. Like, putting pieces
together.
And you
edit unfiltered now, right?
I did. So we just hired an editor.
Yay!
So he'll do majority of it, and then it goes through me, and I take out whatever needs to be taken out.
Okay,
but,
good.
Yeah, I was. It was taking up
so much time.
Oh my God. One time it took me 22 hours to edit one episode. It was crazy.
People don't understand how, I guess, time consuming and just like how important editing is.
It's so like important. It makes or breaks a video. 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Heath has to ask you to marry him one day with that billboard.
Oh my God, you think?
Like, he has to, like, has to be a part of it. Like,
oh my God. I never even thought of that.
He, like, you know, proposes, and then you, like, are like, hey, let's go celebrate. The engagement party's at Saddle Ranch, and then you turn, and then it's like.
On the, oh my.
Did I just come up with the best idea ever?
This is why they pay the big bucks. See, you are so good. I never, that didn't even cross my mind.
I'm done.
I'm like, you wouldn't catch me dead on that billboard again.
It would be cute. And then it's like, oh, like, why are Heath and Mariah on this billboard? It's like, oh, it's because, like, that's where he has to be the girlfriend. Well, like, it's cute.
Wow. It would be more expensive than The Ring to get that billboard. It's right on Sunset.
Yeah, that's so true. It's okay. Sponsored. Yeah. Okay. So when did you decide that you're, like, gonna start posting on social media?
I think he pretty much encouraged me. I was posting a lot of dance videos, and a lot of people were already finding me through my Instagram, like, just booking jobs and stuff like that, which was cool. I didn't
booking dance jobs?
Yeah, booking dance jobs. I didn't have a lot of followers or anything. I had, like, maybe 5,000. But in the dance world, that's pretty big to have.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
5,000 is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And so once he started posting me, obviously, like, the following grew, and I started hanging out with David and the crew, and people were curious about me. And I never wanted to do, like, I never thought of, like, being a vlogger or anything. Like, I don't think that after seeing him and Zane, like, so frustrated, I'm like, okay, I don't think I can do that. But I'm down to do, like, small clips, like Instagram, TikTok, stuff like that. So he introduced me to the world, and he was just like, let's do it. Like, let's get you a manager and figure out how you can
That's
hop
amazing.
On. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So now would you recommend aspiring dancers 100% to, like, post the crap out of, like, their dances on TikTok or
1,000%.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, everything.
Do you think it's fair when someone that has a lot of followers that's a good dancer goes up against someone that doesn't have a lot of followers and they get the job?
I'm like, iffy with it. It's very, because nowadays, all these dance shows, I'm not bashing anything, but all these dance shows are taking people that already have a following just for the views. And that's how everything is now. They look
but it's
for
like,
how
many. Get it.
Right.
Why would they not?
Right, exactly. But I feel like it's fair if they still sprinkle in people that don't have a following that are extremely talented.
Yeah.
There's so many talented dancers that I see that don't get anything because they're not known.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, I totally empathize with that, but also I'm like, I get why the company.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
It's a business.
It's a business. It's like, it's going to bring in views because TV's not a thing anymore. So they got to find a way to reel people in. So I completely get it, but there's a part of me that's like, that's sad. Like, these people work so hard their whole lives and it's not easy, like, getting a following. Like, thank God.
No, it's hard.
It's really hard. Like, I got very lucky. I'm very grateful that I fell into, like, the right group. But it's also hard to maintain.
So hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to evolve and stay on top of the...
Yeah, stay relevant. Yeah, everything.
Or stay ahead of the curve.
Right, exactly.
Know, everything like that. Wow. Okay. I'm like, so you're the best.
Thank you.
Would you ever consider vlogging or having your own YouTube channel?
You talked to me about this so many times. You're like, why aren't you doing it?
I literally would love to watch your vlogs. I think, selfishly, like, want to watch.
I feel like, I think it'd be really funny if I vlogged, but as Sanaa Imam.
Yes.
like a morning routine.
That would,
like,
be amazing.
Go to the grocery store with me. I think it'd be funny.
Why don't you try a few TikToks? I mean, you kind of do.
I do, but... You told me, you were like, you should be doing them more. I should.
Yeah.
I should do them, like, maybe once a week would be ideal. But I should see, because it does really well on TikTok. People love the character. Because I'm also not really a beauty guru type, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what else
am
I would do.
Really. Like, I know you're like, well, yeah, you are. But, like, really, I'm not.
Right.
I just, like, now get sent stuff, and I'm like, okay, may as well play with this.
Right.
Do you know what I
mean?
That's
true, yeah.
But, like, I really am – I talk about, like – if you watch one of my vlogs, I feel like you'll be able to be like, okay, I could do this. Like, it, I don't know. It's – whatever you talk about, like, I'll be interested in, because I'm just interested in you. Like, you're
okay,
interesting.
That makes sense.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
it doesn't
– like, I watch people
be,
like that. I'm like, I don't care what you do. I just really
no,
like you.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be – like, at the end of the day, you could literally be, like, cleaning up horse shit, and it'd be like, I would want to watch you because Mariah's doing it.
Okay.
Not because of what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you could have the craziest, most insane video, and honestly, I'd probably rather watch you at home.
Vlogging. Well, that makes me feel better.
Does that make sense? Because it's you, and I just want to watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're interesting. I know you're like,
No, it makes sense. But, like, I think the biggest thing is, I am a perfectionist and I have a lot of anxiety. So already posting like small 30-second things, I get so in my head about. Like, I get worked up posting one picture on Instagram. Really? I'll sit on it for months figuring out a caption, if it's cropped the right way. Like, I'm very, very picky, so I don't want it to overwhelm me, I think.
Yeah.
Because it is bigger.
And then I'm like, maybe, if you're such an editor, you could have so much fun, like, that's doing
I love the editing part. A lot of people don't. The editing part. I love, like, that's the part I'm looking forward to. But it's also, like, the content you have to, I really always feel like I need to one-up the video before. But that's not the case.
No, right? Your whole friend group's like that.
I know. Every single person's like, especially Zane. Like, he's really hard on himself. He was like, I can't top what I just did.
He's crazy.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
But you look at him and you're like, dude, just upload you talking and eating cereal.
I'm such a hypocrite. I'm like, just do it, but I will not do it.
No, it's hard. You know what is such a, this is like such a unrelatable thing I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. But you know what's hard is when you have so many followers now that you're like, I feel like I can't just throw up anything and see if it sticks like you can when you're small.
Yes.
And you're growing. Like, even my size, like, I could throw up something random at 3 a.m. and people would be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, when someone has such a dedicated, like, a million people
it's
obsessed,
like,
with them,
give the,
like,
people what they want.
They're like,
or
why
get
isn't
out.
This a crazy, like, car surprising vlog?
Right. Right, exactly.
When you want to do something a little different.
Exactly.
People are like, no, you trained us to like this.
Yeah, that's the
and
tough part.
And they feel
part.
Like they own you, which I understand.
Yeah. That's what I admire Alicia for, though, because she broke out of that. Like, she had her moment of this style, and then did she go on a break?
Yeah, she had her, like, school Alicia moment, had a literal meltdown. Went on a break, hired a personal assistant, then she hired me, and we, like, just
and look at her.
Evolved. And
she's doing amazing.
It's, and good things take time. Like, you learn as you go.
Exactly.
You know? Like,
even
me, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cringe at my even videos from, like, 2 months ago, but that's good. That means I'm, like, getting to where I want to be or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But I think you would be such a good, like, interesting.
Maybe one day.
You'd be such a fun, fresh, like, pop of just, like, positivity or just, like, excitement on YouTube that I feel like I don't see.
Thank you. Okay, I'll do it.
And then we would see, like, Heath in little, like, the background which would be fun. I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
It could be really fun.
So you, now, like, what's a day in life?
The first thing I do every morning is I edit whatever needs to be edited.
Okay.
I either edit late at night, like 1 a.m. overnight to get it out of the way, or when I wake up, I'll throw editing. I'll do Todd's video. I'll do podcast stuff. I'll do Heath stuff, whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite videos to edit?
Oh, good question. I'm biased. I got to say Heath's because I'm in them.
Yeah. You're like, edit out where I look bad. That's me. That's me with when I'm in Alicia's vlogs.
That's why I'm like, when we hired the podcast editor, I was like, can I still see it? Because I still cut out. I don't like that angle in me. Yeah, it's bad. Heath's is definitely fun.
The squirrel video.
Oh, my God.
You guys are hilarious. He needs to get back on his golfing. We need to do golfing. I need to go golfing with him.
He's going through that phase where people comment, we miss the old Heath, and he used to do all these, like, crazy things, and now he's like, I want to do cars, golf, and whatever else he's into, and they, like, people are just like, this is boring, and I'm like, you got to push through it,
but
though.
You
like,
know what,
gain
though?
New people.
Yes, it's literally, like, you're churning through.
Yes.
I had this conversation with YouTube, literally when Alicia was going, we would have, like, meetings with YouTube, and she'd be like, oh, but I'm losing so many subscribers. And they're like, actually, that's great, because
you're going to filter,
you're getting
them out.
Rid of the people that are not happy. They're commenting negative stuff. And then you're going to bring in the new people that actually are interested in the golf, the watches, the whatever.
Right. The people her age. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's a really good demographic.
Exactly.
Now. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that it's so much easier said than done.
Right.
But,
of course. Yeah.
Which I understand.
It's patience.
Totally.
That's the name of the game. Patience.
Exactly. Okay, so you wake up, you do your editing, and then what?
And then sometimes I'll do Pilates, some sort of working out.
Is this at home or do you go to classes?
I go to a class down the block from me.
Okay.
And then I'll come home. I'll get ready for the day. I teach 3 days a week.
So fun.
I teach Tuesday and Thursday at my house and Sunday at somebody else's house. Exclusive. So I teach 3 days a week and then we film the podcast either Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Every day is so different now that I'm realizing it. That's pretty much it.
And do you plan like time to hang out with your friends like on the weekends? Or are you mainly hanging out with Heath and the crew? Or what?
I'm very spontaneous. So if I have 2 hours where I'm not doing anything, I'll call my friend and be like, can you come over? Like, I need that balance. Because I went through a phase where I wasn't talking to anybody and I was just like straight work. And it was completely like draining me and giving me more anxiety because I couldn't find that balance. And Heath was like, you have to like see your friends. Like you have to hang out with people and not work, because I was just like, oh, work comes first, work comes first. Uh-huh. But he's like, you're good. You're chilling. Like go hang out and relax. Like I just don't know how to relax.
Nope. Something about me is I can't relax.
I can't relax. Yeah.
Most influencers can't. Because it's
your brain doesn't shut off. I think that's
why a 24/7 job.
100%.
And it's like, yeah, like even when it's midnight, I'm like still working.
I'm brainstorming for the next day. I'm like running through TikToks. I'm like, okay, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do
that. And I'm like, how can I accomplish this? Yeah.
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 It doesn't stop.
It is crazy. What do you think makes you and Heath so compatible? Like, why do you think you're such a, I guess, successful couple?
I think because unfortunately there's a lot of couples that fall into social media together and it doesn't turn out great.
It hardly ever does, but you guys have done it so successfully. So I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I'm grateful that we both have the same personality where we love pushing each other. Like he loves helping people. I love helping people. And we push each other every single day and we're just like, whatever you need help with, I will help you. It's not a competitive thing at all, because I feel like that's what a lot of couples.
With Alicia. I'm like, we're a couple. No, but like seriously, it's like
it's only
like
helping. Yeah, it's so
healthy. Not competition, but like, you know.
Right.
You're like, you
help
should
me
be
help
going
you.
Like up like that.
Exactly. It's very healthy. And if anything that has to do with work is like making us butt heads, we're very aware of it and we're like, let's stop this now, like this isn't as important as our relationship. So and we never fight ever, thank God, ever. We always get along and we never take anything out on each other and we just tell each other. We're very communicative. Hate that word.
I hope I said it right.
Communication is just, it's huge in the relationship. Yeah.
And especially because if you guys are like working, living, and like dating, like that's a lot you're doing together.
It's a lot, yeah. I'm a housewife.
Literally. So exhausting.
So exhausting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious, like, or like, what are some tips, I guess, for like someone looking for like a relationship like your guys's, like a successful one?
I would say patience is key.
Okay.
Patience. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Okay.
I'm just looking at like relationships that I've been around. Mm-hmm. Heath was like my first serious boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's, he had to teach me a lot, like how to open up emotionally, because I never told people how I was feeling. Like if I was upset, nobody would ever know. If I was having anxiety, nobody would ever know.
I just like that.
I always put on. Yeah, it's bad. And he taught me that. Like he would ask me, he would see that I'm like fidgeting or something. And he's just like, there's clearly something wrong. And like, you need to express that to me. And I had a hard time expressing myself. So don't be afraid to tell the other person how you feel. Otherwise, it's going to be a guessing game and you're going to get mad at them for not knowing how you feel. And it's just like you don't have time for it. You know what I mean?
That's
just be
so
like
true.
Straight up. Don't play games. Like that was like my biggest thing in relationships. If I went to like, if I liked a guy, the second he started playing like games, I'm just like, oh, all right, next. Like don't waste your time on people that, you know,
that
play
make
games.
You question yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have any other like dating tips for girls? I feel like it's really hard to date in LA.
Oh yeah. I told myself my husband's not in LA.
Okay.
I literally said that.
So you just were like, I'm living my life, I'm having fun.
Yeah, I'm here to work and make money and dance and, you know, have fun.
Yeah, but I'm like, what happens when you're like 35 and you're like still working and like doing your thing and you're right. like, what do I do?
There's a plan for you.
Yeah, I'm like,
what is the plan? Like, show me the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, just patience and don't force anything. I think that's a big thing. I see that in a lot of my younger friends that also just moved out here. They're just like, there's this guy and this and that. And I'm like, I can already tell you no. I can already tell you no. Yeah.
Like, if he wanted to,
I think I just have a good radar. Yeah. I'm very reserved, conservative. And I'm just like, I didn't like sleep around or anything. So and I didn't really go out to bars and clubs. It wasn't my thing. So I felt like meeting him in an organic way, like at his house.
That's so
and it,
ideal.
With like friends. And it was like comfortable. And the way he was like speaking about his family, I was just like, this feels, you can just tell when it feels genuine.
Absolutely.
If you're like pulling teeth to see, like, I don't know how he feels. Nah.
Yeah.
He should tell you. Like, a guy is going to tell you
how he feels. Good.
Yeah. There should be no guessing.
Yeah, that's so
right. I think
right.
that's what it is.
I know. I think what's hard, like, I always say this on this podcast, but like, especially being a female that like is like knows what she wants and is like young, and it's like, I don't know, it's hard to date because like I'm like, I'm even thinking of Alicia, like we are like boss, you know, we're girl bossing.
Yeah.
And like we're,
you want somebody right there with you. Yeah.
And it's hard to like meet someone that's like even a little bit older that like has, I don't know,
their life together.
They're girl bossing as much as I am.
Yeah.
Or they're like,
they're serious, because out here like guys are just here for fun and they're just like, yeah, let's,
they're just dilly dallying trying to get their audition, which like, I get it, it's hard. Like,
I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is really hard to like, even when you go out and like meet guys, like I very rarely have ever met anyone I'm like, that
really?
Person impressed me.
How long have you been out here?
Literally 7 years. I moved here when I was 18 and I'm 24 now.
Wow. Yeah. All right, you're good. I think you're good.
Yeah, it's just like it's really hard. I'm obsessed with like Midwest guys, so I always have like boys back home. I'm like,
and you know what? You have no offense to guys in LA, but you have morals and values.
I know.
That's what it is.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
That's why I like love. I feel like I love hanging out with you, Heath, because you feel like my like family friends.
Everybody says that. They're like, are you my cousin? Like going to our house.
Every
I wanted to feel
your
that
house.
Way though.
Well, every time I'm at your all's house, I'm like, like, can I jump in the pool? Like, it's so fun.
Yeah. That's how I want it to feel though. I want it to feel, I love feeling like people's like safe place.
Yeah.
Like they can come to me and they
I
can come
I feel like
over.
I don't have to like, I don't know, for some, like a lot of things in LA, I feel like I have to like put on and like do my thing and work with the room, like
be
which
LA.
I can do, but like
play the game. Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to like play cards.
Yes.
Or whatever.
That's the environment like we want to give
just
off.
Hang.
Yeah.
I
just
don't know.
Just sit by, when we sat by the fire,
that was,
I think about that all the time. All the time. I think about that. That was
so fun.
For hours,
you know,
just talking.
The first time I ever met Mariah, it was after Pretty Basic was on their podcast.
Yeah.
And we stayed there, I think, till like 3, maybe 4 a.m.
We sat and talked for hours.
Around the fire.
Hours.
I felt
that
like
was
I was
so
Midwest.
Fun. Nobody had their phone.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God, it was great. Yeah, I love that feeling. That's how you know those people are genuine.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you know what is so funny? It's like, we've never talked about this. I was so shocked. We were all like, they're cool. Like afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we were like
you never
so
know.
Impressed by you guys. Because
you
were so fun and like, I don't know,
normal.
Yeah.
And that's how we felt about you guys.
Really?
Yeah. You guys are so normal.
We were like, whoa.
You're so normal.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
We have to do that again.
Yeah.
You guys
100%.
Should come to Alicia's, which she has a fire too.
I want to do like a game night with like some pizza. Or like cooking. I don't know.
Oh, we would be so down.
Something real. Something raw.
We can cook out. Anyway, Mariah, it has been such a delight like hearing your story. And
thank
I
you.
Think you are one of my favorite, like positive. Like you light up a room in real life and you light up my feed. And seriously, I'm not just saying that. I thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
And you're so
I'm
inspiring.
Honored. This is great.
No, I'm so excited for people to listen because I feel like so many people can relate to your story. And
I hope so.
Thanks for being so open and honest
thank
about
you.
It.
Yeah, that never happens. So nobody ever knows that.
She texts me later. Is like, cut this.
Let's just redo the whole thing.
Literally.
No, we're
okay,
good.
Okay. So where can everyone follow you and pimp yourself out, pimp out the podcast?
Okay. We have a podcast called Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can find it on YouTube, the video version, audio versions on Spotify, Apple, everything.
Watch the video version. It's
the video
hilarious.
Version, yeah, it's
a set.
We're a very visual podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah.
actually.
No, it's great.
Yeah, and I have Instagram and TikTok, Mariah Amato.
She's you'll figure out how to spell it. Insane dancer.
Thank you.
So talented. Thank you. Everyone go follow her. Subscribe to this channel. Subscribe to my other YouTube channel. And we'll see you next week with another episode. Make someone's day this week.
Ciao. Woo! Be nice. Be a good person.
Yes.
It gets you far.
Pay it forward.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.